And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When last we left Mark, Barbara Boxer, Bill Clinton, and a mystery woman who had seduced Mark were about to reveal a global conspiracy. But first, Mark's cell phone rang from Blanche, his lovelorn assistant slash secretary slash receptionist slash meteorologist slash physical therapist slash...
What is it now, Blanche? And make it quick. I'm about to get some answers in this case.
I just wanted to remind you that... Oh, hold on a minute. There's somebody at the door. Oh no! You?
Blanche!
It can't be!
Blanche! Ah! Blanche!
Hello, Mark. I just wanted to have a little chat with your secretary slash receptionist slash allergist slash backup singer slash...
Alberto Gonzalez, if you touch one hair on her head, I'm going to track you down and make your confirmation hearing look as easy as Condoleezza Rice's confirmation hearing.
Ooh, big words. We'll be in touch, Marin. Scream into the phone one more time, would you, doll?
Sure.
Good. Now put the lotion in the mask.
Alberto Gonzalez has got Blanche.
And we don't have a moment to lose. We've got to brief you about what's going on.
Wait a minute. Why should I trust you? I don't even know your name.
Special Agent Henriette Mantell. Mr. President, you want to tell him what's going on?
Mark, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Ted Kennedy and I, along with too many other people to mention, are part of an underground resistance movement to take down the shadow government.
The shadow government?
Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Rice, they're just the government they want you to see. The shadow government has people like Bin Laden, Bush Sr., Tony Blair, Tony Robbins, Exxon, Halliburton, IBM, Diebold, Nabisco, Disney, the International House of Pancakes, Radio Shack, selected outlets of Chuck E. Cheese, 1-8 Salt Fish and Chips in Portland, and especially the Department of Motor Vehicles.
I knew it. Tony Robbins.
Plus, we think Nader might be a double agent. We'll know more in 2008.
By the way, Agent Mantell, weren't you and I just about to have sex? Was I the only one who saw that?
I know, Mark. You got robbed. But try to focus, buddy. Senator Boxer, you want to tell him how this works?
Mark, while the religious right and the liberals fight the culture war, the shadow government splits up the global pie, depleting resources, starting wars, controlling the stock market. Nothing happens by accident. Everything is planned.
You know, Monica was a shadow agent sent to take me down.
Bill, how many times are you going to try that story?
Well, she was. Maybe.
They have their own global police force with unlimited resources and their own headquarters, possibly deep under the desert in Sedona.
How dare they build anything in the Sedona desert? Don't they know it's home to the endangered northern leopard frog?
Oh, they know.
Those bastards. Hang on. Man, I gotta download a new ringtone. Hello?
Hello, Mark. It's Blanche, your assistant slash secretary slash intellectual property attorney slash...
Blanche, are you all right?
Oh, Mark, were you worried about me?
Of course I was worried. You're the only one who remembers all my online passwords. So what happened?
You really care about me.
Blanche!
They just wanted to know what you know, but I don't know what you know, you know? You never call me.
Are they still there?
No, they just stole your files and left. I'm here all alone. No one is interested in me. No one cares that... Oh, hold on a minute. There's somebody at the door. Oh, no! You? It can't be!
Why does she have to open the door? It has a peephole.
Who has taken Blanche prisoner this time? Will Mark be able to crack open the shadow government when so many others have failed? And for God's sake, doesn't anyone care about the northern leopard frog? Find out next week when we hear Blanche say...
And then I went to the post office, but they told me it was Flag Day, and I thought, well,
Blanche.
Who closes for Flag Day?
Blanche!
But then I thought, oh, hold on a minute.
Don't answer the door again. Blanche! Oh. No, don't answer the door.
You?
Door, bad.
Ah.
Blanche!
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And tune in later for Morning Sedition Radio Theater as we continue our Blaxploitation drama. Radio journalist Wayne Gilman is back as News Daddy.
Armstrong Williams, I'm calling you out. Get out from behind that desk and face a real journalist.
I'm not afraid of you, News Daddy. See, I know you can be bought just like anybody else. That's why I brought along a little cheddar. Want a taste?
Well, how about I bribe you? Here's a down payment.
Oh!
And here's one on account.
Oh! On account of what?
On account you're a sellout.
Oh!
This just did. My foot in your ass.
Oh.
Dateline Payne.
Oh.
Who, what, when, where, why, and when?
Ah.
And finally, a breaking story, your face.
Wow, you're some kind of newsman. What's your name, you sexy thing?
I'm Wayne Gilman.
That's later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.